We are learning Chaf Aleph on Beis, and we are learning a new parak. Shum HaYisayim Shloshim Yom. Sometimes Yisayimim have Nechasim, but there's a lien on them. There's a Balchayiv or a Ksuba's Isha, or Isha's Ksuba that has to be collected from there. And they have no cash. So what do you have to do? You have to sell the properties. It's even better. The cash is not Meshuvad. Only the properties are Meshuvad. I have a lien on it. So they have to sell the properties and get the money and take the money, and they give it to the Balchayiv or the Ksuba's Isha. So they want to make the Yisayimim the most money possible. So they put it up for auction for 30 days. And they don't just sell it to the first buyer. They put it up for auction 30 days. This way, we'll get more interest and more buyers into it. Shumay Yisayimim Shloshim Yom. The evaluation of the Yisayim, which means that they sell it, they put it up for sale for 30 days. Vashum Hekdesh, which we want to do even better for Hekdesh, Shishim Yom is 60 days. U'machrizim Baker U'barev. And you do this sale, you do this announcement about the sale in the morning and the evening, every single day. Why is Baker and Erev? Why? What's the epis? The morning and the evening. Why the morning and the evening? Why is that? Why do we do this the morning and the evening? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'shas etos poilim. When the poilim are going out to work, v'shnas achnasas poilim. When the poilim are coming back from work, Mark explains, v'shas etos poilim. The ikka the nicha lemizvan. There are some. If someone has the ikka the nicha lemizvan, someone has something he has his eye on, and the poilim are going out. The workers are going out now. Amalu the poilim izlu sairu nele. Go check out that field for me. They're going out anyway to the fields. Go check out that field over there on the right side, you know, of the mountain. You know, go check out that field for me. He has an eye on something. He'll tell the poilim we're going out anyway, an hour away. He'll tell them go check it out. V'shasach nosas poilim. Why do you make the announcement? They put out the auction, because then the nitgar, he'll remember that he has to ask the poilim, did you check it out? Amalahu, nezel neshayim, let me go ask them, did it look good? That's what you do in the morning and the evening. To remind him, ask the poilim, and then the morning you tell the poilim to go check it out, and the evening you go to, you remember to ask them. Taisus learns the opposite. Taisus says, why would you tell the poilim going out to work to go on a detour? They're supposed to be working. Taisus is the opposite, that B'shas, and the reason we have an evening is because that's when they come back, and you tell them to check it on the way back. And then the next morning, you make an announcement again so you can remember to ask them. Taisa learned just the opposite. Okay. Taina Mahachi. Shuma Yisayim Shosh V'yayim. The evaluation by Yisayim's field is 30 days. Shuma Hekta Shish V'yayim, 60 days. U'machrizim B'yik of Erev. You make an announcement the morning and the evening. B'shas Tzahas Pelem, Shas Tzahas Pelem. B'shas and the Pelem go out, and they come back in. Then what do they say in the announcement? Oh my saw the play nebus of an elementary. That field I'm giving the simon and its boundaries. Kachi yafa, this is the way this is what type of produce it puts out. The kachi shuma, this is what we are asking, this is the asking price. Kol roisa likach yavi likach, come buy it. And they speak out also where the money's going to. I'm not thinking Isha Ksuasa. Is the money going to a ksuba? Or the Bachai Bakhaiv, or the money's going to a Bachai. Zakhtamar Lamali Lamema, why do you have to speak it out what it's going for? Why do you have to speak this out? The Gemara says, some people like when the money goes to Bachayev. Why? Because then when they pay for the field, they don't have to pay with very good money. They can pay with, those days, all the money was exact weights of gold. And sometimes like the picture of the kaiser there was rubbed out. And once it's good coins. But Bachayev, who's a businessman, doesn't care about these coins. He knows they get rid of them. So the buyer knows he gives shvacha coin, so he wants to give it to Bachayv. But the Isha doesn't, not so big business lady, she won't know what to do with the bad coins. So therefore she doesn't want to have the good coins. So therefore sometimes it's better if the lekech, if it's a Bachayv. The Ika Nichle Bachayv, the Mekel B'zuzi, he's not to worry about the Zos. The Ika Nichle B'Isha, why? Shaka Yal Yal, because by her, you don't have to pay her up at one time. You can pay her up slowly, and therefore that's a mile of buying the field that's going to her, and that's why you speak it out. But Shas Seh, where the money is going to, because it might make a difference in a buyer. Certain buyers might like this better, and certain buyers might like this better.